Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon Eisen. They all say no, nothing doing. You can't make such a frosh like this, it's no good. And the reason is why, Rashi Eisrin, the Arminim we say, they're afraid maybe the barrel will break by tomorrow. For lo yovla de breira, and tomorrow you'll never have the wine around to separate, to take out the two lugim for truma. The nimsa comes out, chase the tolim, comes out that yesterday, when you drank the wine, the truma was not even chal. So therefore those things are like tevel. Because the whole part of the truma is, that right now you have the barrel of 100 lugim. And you're only saying in your mind that whatever I be mafresh tomorrow should be truma. That's only if you do a ma'isa frosha tomorrow, if the barrel is still around tomorrow, and there's still wine here, you pour off the truma tomorrow, so you say what you did tomorrow helps for right now. But let's say by tomorrow the whole barrel broke, and the wine spilled out. So when it comes tomorrow, you're not going to do a ma'isa frosha. You're not separating the truma. So then nothing doing. You can't say today when you drank the wine, we look as if the truma separated. There's nothing doing. You never made a separation the next day. So if you're afraid that the barrel will break, then you're not allowed to drink the wine right now. Because you can't be certain to say that tomorrow you're going to separate the wine and ask for now. Maybe the barrel won't be here tomorrow. So that's the Yehuda Shita. So in other words, this is Doima to the case of Shema Yomus. We're afraid like maybe the barrel will die. That's the Yehuda Shita. This is what Abai himself says. Abai from the Gemara Gittin says, I had a steer in the Gemara Gittin. So Abai says, you know what? Rabbi Yehuda is the one that says, I'm afraid maybe the husband will die. Where's my raya? Where's my proof? Rabbi Yehuda holds that from this and here. You see, Rabbi Yehuda holds you can't drink the wine today and be saying on that tomorrow you'll be mafresh. Because Rabbi Yehuda says, I'm afraid maybe the barrel will break. And that's doima to you, afraid it will die. So Rabbi Yehuda says you are afraid maybe it will die, the barrel will break. That's why this price that says that the husband goes away, the wife cannot eat truma right away, goes according to Rabbi Yehuda, that we're afraid maybe he'll die right away. My shame came, the first Mishnah that says, we're not afraid the husband dies, that goes according to Rabbi Meir here, that says by the Safrosha Truma, yes, you're allowed to drink the wine right now. Because you don't have to be afraid the barrel is going to break tomorrow. No, I'm not afraid the barrel will die. The barrel is here today, the barrel will be around tomorrow, and tomorrow for sure I'm going to pour off two lugim, and those lugim will be Truma. So mainly it's like chal, that those are the two lugim of Truma, and what you're drinking today is not called Truma. So mainly this is the theory in Abaya. How can Abaya say by us, the machlokes if you use an animal for the wall of a sukkah? That's where Meir says, v'chashin lemisa, that's where Meir shita. Abaya himself just got finished proving that Meir shita here, by Afrosha Truma, is we're not afraid the barrel will break. And Uadim, we're not afraid the husband will die. So you see, Rameya Shita is, we're not afraid something will die. If so, why does Rameya say, you can't use an animal for the wall of the sukkah? Like, it's a kasha and abaya, it's here in abaya. So Gemara answers, Enechnami Epech. Change around the way abaya, what abaya said. Now what? Rameya is chayishin lemisa. Rameya is the one that is chayish lemisa. Rav Yehuda le chayish lemisa. In other words, when abaya went to answer the steer in the Gemara and Gittin, say abaya changed like this. That Abaya still holds the way he said in our Gemara and Sukkah here. That Rameya is the one that says Chashin Lamisa. That's where Rameya says you can't use an animal for the wall of a Sukkah. We're afraid maybe it's going to die. So again, that's what the second Brisa says. We're afraid the husband is going to die. That goes across Rameya. In other words, change around the second Abaya what he said. That Rameya Tak is the one that says we're afraid he's going to die. Therefore, the second Brisa says that the wife is now Ari Truma goes across Rameya. It says Apa. Rav Meir Chashin Lamisa. The second brisa that says that we're afraid the husband is going to die, therefore the wife cannot eat truma right now, goes according to Rav Meir. Rav Yehuda Lechayish Lamisa. Mashenka in the first Mishnah that says that Abbas Yisrael, this is the Kayin, and the husband went away, that we're not afraid he's dead, that she's allowed to eat truma, that goes according to Rav Yehuda Shita. That Rav Yehuda is Lechashin Lamisa. Just like Rav Yehuda says by Sukkah here. Rav Yehuda Shita is, you're allowed to use an animal for the wall of the sukkah, because we're not afraid the animal will die. So far we answer the steer in Abaya. There's no steer in Abaya now. Abaya said the same thing twice, that Rameya is Chashin and Lamisa, we are afraid he'll die, the animal will die. Mashenka and Rav Yehuda, no, we're not afraid the wall will cave in, the animal will die. We're not afraid the husband will die. So we answered Abaya. Afraid the Gemara about Koponim. This is what Abaya says, and now the Tanya. Abaya proves himself. In other words, they're changing around what Abaya said. Abaye is answering the theory of the Gemara in Gittin, and he proves that Ramey is the one that says, I am Cheshish Lemisa. What's my raya? Abaye says, Atanya. So like now Gemara. Ois osa lebein medayf in the sukkah. If somebody uses the animal to be the wool for a sukkah, is Ramey a paisel? Ramey says it's no good. The Abiyuda Mashi, Abiyuda says, yes, it is good. And why? Because Ramey is afraid maybe the animal will die. So you see, Ramey holds Cheshin Lemisa. That's why the animal, the sukkah, is no good. And Yehuda says, no, we're not afraid the animal will die. Therefore, the Mishnah that says the husband, we're not afraid he'll die, goes according to Yehuda. And the other din that says we are afraid the husband will die, goes according to Ramea. So now there's no steer now in Abaya. But for the Gemara, though, Kasha the Ramea, the Ramea. But now before we have a steer in Ramea's halacham, from this last halach of Truma. Like this din is still true. Ramea still says here that you're allowed to drink the Truma right now. So the question is, if Ramea is afraid, Lemisa, Ramey is afraid the animal will die. Ramey is afraid when the husband went on a trip, maybe he's dead. So here also, how does Ramey say now if you have your whole barrel of wine right now, and you're saying that tomorrow I'm going to be mafresh to Truma? So maybe you have a right to drink the wine right now. Of course, you say for sure tomorrow he's going to separate the wine. Why aren't you afraid? Maybe the wine will break, the barrel will break, and there won't be any wine around tomorrow. Why aren't you chashed Lemisa? It's a steer in Ramey. If you tell him in Aramei holds, yes, we are Cheshit Lemisa, so how can he say here, we're not afraid the barrel will break? So my answer is no kasha. Omalach Ramei, Ramei says like this. Misa Shchicha. Yes, I'm afraid a man will die. I'm afraid an animal will die. Everybody is safe alomus. Maybe they'll die. It could happen. They'll die now. Mashenken b'kiyas hanoid l'shchicha. But for a barrel of wine to bust, to break, that's not shchicha. That's not probable to happen. You know why? Efshed the mosna l'shemer. In other words, you could watch it. Be very careful with it. It doesn't have to die. It doesn't have a neshoma to say the Malachim Avos take away its neshoma. So something has to happen for it to break. But if you're going to watch it, put away, lock it up in a good place, there's no reason to say it's going to break. Therefore, a barrel to break, it's not shchiach. Watch it. Make somebody a shema there. Therefore, you're allowed to drink the wine right now, because we have a right to say 100% tomorrow, you'll be mafresh. Pour off the two lugim for truma, and that's the truma. So it came out, what you drank today was only a chulin and nothing wrong. So that's a teres to Reb Meir. So the Merodot good of the Kasha of Reb Yehuda, but I have a theory on Reb Yehuda. Bayos Reb Yehuda says, we're not chashin lemisa. We're not afraid the husband's going to die. We're not afraid the animal's going to die. Therefore, you're allowed to put the schach on top of the animal. So Bezoi, why does Reb Yehuda say here, you can't drink from the wine? What are you telling me? Because you're afraid maybe the barrel will die. Why are you afraid the barrel will die? If you're not afraid of Lemisa, so for sure you should not be afraid the barrel will die. And we just said according to Ramea, you could watch the barrel. So it's less shchiach, it's less probable for the barrel to break than it is for the person to die. So if Yehuda says, I'm not afraid the person will die, he should not be afraid maybe the barrel will break. So Mar Sadeh Nechanami, time of the Rabbi Yehuda, lav mishum dechayesh lepkiyas noi. That's not the reasoning why Rabbi Yehuda says, you're not allowed to drink this wine. It's not the pshat because he holds, I'm afraid, maybe the barrel will break. No, Rabbi Yehuda has a different reason why he says, you can't drink from the wine right now. Ela mishum de lesle breira, the chlal. He does know from the whole side of breira. Lemaisa, right now you have your barrel of wine that has inside it truma. Or it's tevel, I call putim. You have a barrel of 100 lugamia. It's tevel. Now, what's your right to eat it? Because he's saying, I want 2 lugim to be truma, and a smach that tomorrow I'll be mafreshit. So they're separating tomorrow. You want to say it holds for now. That's totally in Breira. We have Yehuda Shittas. I don't know for this side of Breira. Right now, Lamaisi, you didn't separate it. Right now, it's Tevel. Oh, that's Machlokes Hashanim. Poshu, behold, ain't Breira. So nothing is Chal right now. It's not much Tevel. So you're not allowed to drink the wine right now. You have Tevel. You can't drink the wine. That's the Yehuda Shittas. Not because the Yehuda is afraid maybe the barrel will break. Even if the barrel does not break, and even if tomorrow you can separate the wine, tomorrow when you separate the wine, then you're allowed to drink the wine. But today you didn't separate the wine right now. You can't drink the wine. He doesn't know from this new halacha breira to say, what I separate tomorrow helps as if it's separated today. That's where he doesn't know from. Now let me show him the last leg breira. He doesn't know from how you say the breira. Rashi says, if you ain't a nifka asar, even if the barrel does not break, still it's asar. For the Gemara, is that true? For loichayish abyud lepkiyas noid, is it true that the abyud is not afraid that the barrel will break? You want to say that's not the reasoning? I'll prove to you now that is the reasoning. That's the Yehuda's reason why he says it's no good to him, because we're afraid maybe it's going to break, and then it's back to Kasha. If Yehuda is not afraid for a person to die, why should he be afraid maybe the barrel will break? For the Mava Midr Tani Sefer, since we learned the Sefer of this Mishnah here, of this halacha of Truma, that Amru Loi the Reb Meir, the Chomim, in other words, Reb Yehuda, said back to Reb Meir that they had a question to Reb Meir. How could you, Reb Meir, say you're allowed to drink the wine right now? So Reb Yehuda said back to him, Iya Tamoida, Shem Yiboka Anoid, like, aren't you afraid? Why aren't you afraid? Maybe the barrel will break. Venimsa Zeshoisa, it's falling on my prayer. As it'll come out right now, that you're going to drink Tevel in Mafreya, that you're going to drink Tevel. So that's what the view there is at back to Rameya. How could you, Rameya, say you're allowed to drink the wine right now? Because you tell me now for sure, tomorrow, I'll separate the wine and tomorrow make Shuma, but right now you didn't do it yet right now. So why aren't you afraid maybe the barrel will break and you won't be able to do it tomorrow? That's what the view there said back to Rameya. The Yomalu, and what did Rameya answer back? Rameya answered back, look at Sheyaboka. In other words, don't tell me stories, maybe you'll break. If it'll break, then I'll talk about it. In other words, I'm not afraid it's going to break. That's what Rameya said back. I'm not afraid it's going to break. But the Chura, what did Rabbi Yehuda say back to Rameya? Rabbi Yehuda that argues and Rameya told him, why aren't you afraid maybe the barrel will break? So it's Mashma, that's the proof here, that what's the reasoning? Why does Rabbi Yehuda say it's no good? Because Rabbi Yehuda is afraid maybe the barrel will break. That's Al Kashem. If Rabbi Yehuda says, I'm not afraid a person will die, an animal will die, why is Rabbi Yehuda afraid maybe the barrel will break? Have the Gemara know. I'll tell you a hossam over there. Rabbi Yehuda de Kioma le Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda is only questioning, saying back to Rabbi Meir. No, he says like this. Lididi, according to me, Rabbi Yehuda, according to me myself, I have no question. Like, for sure it's no good. You know why? Lest my Breira. I don't hold from the whole Yisrael of Breira. Midiraisa, we pass the name Breira. I don't hold from Breira. Even if you tell me now, like Rabbi Yehuda says himself, on me myself, I'm also Moida. I'm not afraid the barrel will break. I don't hold for Shema Yomis. I'm not afraid the barrel will break. But you know why I say you can't drink the wine right now? Because right now you didn't make off that Rosh Truma. You say you do it tomorrow. I don't hold from that Svara Breira. Tomorrow when you do it, it'll be good. But today you didn't do it yet. I don't say Huvra Daul, I'm afraid. I don't say what you do tomorrow helps right now. That's my Svara. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. But Rabbi Yehuda can't argue on Rameya, because I know Rameya Shita is, I do say Breira. So when Rabbi Yehuda wants to argue on Rameya, he says like this to him. Elulidach, but according to you, Rabbi Meir, the Yesh Breira, I'll grant you that you hold Yesh Breira. So I can't argue on you, because you hold Yesh Breira. But still, Iyata Moida, aren't you, Rabbi Meir, Moida, the Shem Yibok Anoid? And that was according to you, Rabbi Meir Shita, that all over Shas, you are afraid maybe a person will die. You are afraid maybe the animal will die. So why aren't you afraid here also? Maybe the barrel will die. Maybe the barrel will break. And if the barrel will break before you separate it, so you can't say Breira then. You never made a separation later to say that separation helps for now. So that's what Rabbi Yehuda is telling back to Rabbi Meir. Not that Rabbi Yehuda himself holds he's afraid maybe he'll break. He himself is not afraid he'll break, because he's not afraid Lamisa. But he himself says it's no good because he holds name Breira. He's just saying back to you, Rabbi Meir, that you hold Yesh Breira, but since I see all over Shas you're afraid, Shem Yomus, so why aren't you afraid here also? Maybe the barrel will break. And on Malay, Rameya said back, no, look at Shiboka. Well, look at Shiboka. That's when it breaks. Like I said as far before. Rameya holds, I'll watch the barrel very carefully. I'll give it over to a shomer. I'll be very careful with the barrel. I'll make sure it doesn't break. So over here, I'm not afraid it's going to break. And if I buy a person, you can't say I'm going to watch the person. You can't watch it from the Malachim Ovis. So there he's afraid maybe the person will die. Mashen came by a night, by the barrel. Here Rameya Shita is, look at Shiboka. I'm not afraid. When it breaks, then we'll talk. But calls the mind did not break, I'm not afraid it will break. So then everything is okay then. Taka, there's no fear in Abaya that Rameya is the one that says Chashin Lamisa. That's what Rameya says by Yasa Sukkah, you can't make on top of an animal. We're afraid maybe he'll die. If the husband leaves, the wife can't eat Truma. We're afraid maybe he's mate. That's what Abaya said, very good. And Rabbi Yehuda Shita is like Chashin Lamisa. Therefore, you could use an animal for the walls of the Sukkah. Therefore, if the husband leaves, the wife is still allowed to eat Truma. Why here does Rabbi Yehuda say you can't drink the wine right now? Not because of Shem Yibaka, because he doesn't know from Breira. And Rameya, he holds from Breira. Why isn't he afraid maybe the barrel will die unless they Shem Yomas? That's Rameya's Svari here. You can give it over to a watchman. You make a shame, let somebody watch it, so you're not afraid they'll die, they'll break. So therefore here, Rameya is not Chesh, Rameya says he's allowed to drink the wine. Freddy Murray, now is it true? That Beloy Chai Shem Yud Lamisa, is it true what you say now? That Rabbi Yehuda holds, we're not afraid, maybe a person will die, maybe the animal will die, is that true? We learned the Masechta Yuma, First Mishnah says, Rabbi Yehuda, one of Yehuda says, Af Isha Cheres Maskinen Moi, that 7 days before Yom Kippur, we separate Yom Kippur, we separate the Kohen Gadol. And we also make a scan. We appoint the second Kohen Gadol to be ready. That's what the Tanakhama says. If Yehuda says, we also have to make a second wife for the Kohen Gadol. Why? Because Shema Thomas Ishtoi, we're afraid maybe his wife will die on Yom Kippur, and then the Kohen Gadol can't do the Avodah. The Pasuk says, V'chipa ba'do yavad beisai, beisai zu yishtoi, that was the Gemara's Rosh in Yuma, that a Kohen Gadol can only do the Avodah on Yom Kippur if he has a wife. So if Yehuda is afraid maybe his wife will die on Yom Kippur, and we don't have a Kohen Gadol. So here's what Yehuda says, prepare another wife before Yom Kippur. And that was the Gemara that Yuma we had, the big Tanai, exactly how do you do it, because the Kohen Gadol is not allowed to have two wives. So you have to make a Tanai that the Kedushin made the Kedushin before Yom Kippur, only should be Chal if the first one dies. If the first one dies, then the second one's Kedushin is Chal. They got to Tanai there with the get we had. So I call upon him, you see, according to Rabbi Yehuda, we're afraid maybe his wife will die. So go to Sira. Here we're saying now, Rabbi Yehuda Shita is, you're allowed to use animals for the wall. We're not afraid the animal will die. If the husband goes away, the wife is allowed to eat truma. We're not afraid the husband died. So why is Rabbi Yehuda saying, Masech to Yuma, you have to prepare another wife for the Kohen Gadol, that we are afraid maybe his wife will die. And the Gemara is no Sira. But Yitim Allah, we learned on that din, Amar Rav Huna, Vredi of Yeshua, Maila Osta de Kapura. They made a special extra maila, special chumra, something extra special, the Gehth Yom Kippur. Rashi b'kaporo, b'kaporos Yom Kippurim, about the forgiveness of Yom Kippur, also by maila zu. They made a special halacha with Rabbanin. Shechoshesh ba b'midi lechashinu b'yamam. Even though kol ha-terakulu were not afraid somebody will die, but here for the special kaporo of Yom Kippur, we want to be extra special careful. Therefore the Rabbanin said here, that Yehuda Shita, we are afraid maybe she'll die. Mer says now, Dein leman diyoma Hashem Thomas, whether afraid maybe the animal will die. Dein leman diyoma Hashem Tivruch, whether afraid maybe the animal will run away. Ave mediraisa mechitza malihi, but mediraisa do yitilim now it is a good mechitza. Of course, these are only svarz and rabbonim, maybe the animal will die. But mediraisa vadav is a kosher sukkah. For rabbonim knew the gozer, but rabbonim made it zera to say, you're not yoytza sukkah this way, you're not yoytza lechi this way, it's no good for pasta b'royas this way. But the rabbonim, they said, these mechitzas are no good. You can't use an animal for a mechitza. Even though mediraisa is kosher, the rabbonim could be machmer and say it's no good. Elamiyata have a kash like this though. The Rabbi Meir titome mishum grelo. Rabbi Meir says the one halacha that if you put an animal, the Rashi Shita, on top of the coffin, to use for the cover of the coffin, it doesn't have a shame mechitza, it's not a covering. It doesn't have a shame grelo. And poshti, this has to be midiraisa. Because if midiraisa, like we want to say now, an animal could be a good mechitza, it's only midirabonin, so that midiraisa, when you put the animal on top of the coffin, or Teresa Shita, you use the animal for the matzevam, midiraisa is a din teira, it has tumma on it. And if you touch it, it becomes tummy. So how could the Rabbanin say, no, it's not called a mechitza, take away the tumma? The Rabbanin can't be makel on the din teira. If midiraisa that's called a good mechitza, it's called a good goylo, it is the covering for the urine, it has tumma on it. So how could the Rabbanin say it's not tummy? Like, what's Pran Rameya? Why does Rameya say if you put an animal on top of the coffin, it doesn't have a tumma's goylo? Why not? If midiraisa it is good, how could the Rabbanin say it doesn't have tumma? It's Mishpah, nobody's sukkah, the Rabbanan can say it's possible. The Rabbanan can be machmir. Say, even though with the rice, it's a kosher sukkah, the Rabbanan said, don't use it. They can be machmir. But how could the Rabbanan say there's no din tumah? That's the most kasha. For the Gemara. Elameyat le Rameya, titami mishum grelo. Allah matanan, how come we learned? We have Yehuda mitami mishum grelo. The Yehuda shita, you put an animal on top of a coffin, on top of the mace, it has tumah grelo. That even though now it separates from the mace, you find the animal to cover by itself. On the floor, it has tumma. It's tumma's oil, mamish like a mace. If you have Yehuda mitari, if Yehuda says no, nothing doing. If you use an animal for the covering of the coffin, now you took the animal off the coffin, and it's someplace else, it doesn't have tumma's mace. The question is why not? Says mashri midiraisa, according to Rameya, it's not called a mechitza. Tumor says, Elo omar rav achav rav yakov. Kisav Rameya, meya shite nechtam is a svar midiraisa. Kisav rav meya, meya holds, called mechitza. Shoy medes beruach, ain't a mechitza. Ain't a mechitza standing up because it has a neshama, it has ruach, it has wind inside it, and it's living, that's not called a mechitza. If you have to come on to ruach to keep it up, it's not called a mechitza. Rashi says, Rashi, right. And each of the Yamim is something like this. Omer Rav Acher Rav Yaakov, Kisav Rav Imeya, Kol Mechitza Shein Asuye B'de Yodam, Eine Mechitza. Any Mechitza is not made B'de Yodam, if a person didn't make it, that's not called a Mechitza. That's a Svar Midiraisa even. Like this now, the Psuk is Tosel Midiraisa. And that's why it's not called a Gerlel, it's not called a Mechitza. Because you didn't make it, the animal is there. For the Imar Ma'i B'nai, what's the difference between these two Mishonis? Whether it has Ruach, if it has the wind holding it up, or whether it was made B'de Yodam, and the Gemara Ika Benayo Diyukma Benoy Tefuach. Let's say it took a flask that you blew it up, like a big balloon. You blew up a flask. So, and you're using that for the mechitza, or using that for the covering of the mace. Laman Diyama Mechitza, Medes Bruach and a mechitza. The man Diyama says a mace, Shitter is. A mechitza that's held up by wind is no good. So, haray, or Medes Bruach, here's also what's no good. You can't use a balloon for a mechitza. Because the balloon is held up by the air, you blew the air into it, it's the air that's holding up the balloon. So therefore it's also possible for mechitza. Ma'ashenki and laman diyama ein asuib the yodam. The one that says the reason why an animal is no good, because you did not make the mechitza, over here though, since you blew up the flask, is harei asuib the yodam. Here it is called asuib the yodam. So therefore, according to this man diyama,